This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 624, How My Best Side Hustle Ever Almost Ended in Court, by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. And I am Dan, I'm your narrator here, and welcome to Optimal Startup Daily. Happy Thursday to you, and we're going to get right to our post from Nick Loper as we optimize your life. How My Best Side Hustle Ever Almost Ended in Court, by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. In 2006, I stumbled upon an amazing little side hustle. I had a theory that an exact match domain would convey authority in the search results, and this was long before I even knew what an exact match domain was. Quick primer. If you're searching in Google for blue widgets, the exact match domain would be bluewidgets.com. Up until late 2012, these domains held an unnatural advantage in the search results. That authority would translate into clicks and sales and profits, I thought. And I was right, at least partially. At the time, New Balance had just released the Model 992, a popular, high-priced running shoe that was the flagship of their lineup. Simple, but effective. Amazingly, the domain newbalance992.com was available, so I registered it without a second thought. Why had no one else thought of this? I quickly put together a website to promote the shoes. Looking back, it would be a disservice to even call it a website since it was only one page. I had yet to discover WordPress, so I built this myself using the Yahoo Site Builder software. It was very minimal. That's it. When the price changed, I'd have to update it manually and republish the site. This simple one-page website had no internal navigation, no About Us, no Contact Us, no privacy policy, and almost no content at all. And despite looking like it was designed by a blind third grader, with apologies to the blind third graders, it converted like crazy. What it lacked in substance, it made up for in value. It delivered exactly what searchers were looking for, the best deal on the red-hot New Balance 992 running shoes. I pumped AdWords traffic to this page as hard as I could. I made $15 to $20 on every order, several thousand dollars worth in the first few months after launching the site. Things were going so well, in fact, I registered newbalance993.com so I could play the same game whenever they introduced the next model. Come to think of it, this might have been my best side hustle ever. It had a negligible startup cost, took almost no time to build, manage, and maintain, and was consistently profitable from the first days. I was happy, customers were happy, ShoeBuy was happy. It was a win-win-win situation. Cease and desist. But, as you might have guessed, New Balance was not happy. Their lawyers told me so. Cease and desist, the letter said, followed by some scary legalese. According to them, my little one-page site constituted trademark infringement. It was, quote-unquote, confusing customers and damaging their brand. At the time, I didn't really see what the big deal was. I was selling their products, after all, not trashing their reputation or sending people to Nike. I reasoned I bought the domain fair and square, but could be persuaded to sell it to a deep-pocketed corporate giant, for the right price, of course. But whatever visions I had of a big domain sale payday were fleeting. After about 10 minutes of research, it became pretty clear they were 100% in the right, and I was in the wrong. Here I was, thinking I was providing shoe shoppers with a valuable service. Truth is, I was, when it was actually illegal the whole time. Using another company's trademark in a domain name was a no-no. So, rather than face the wrath of the 100-year-old company's legal team, I folded. I shut down the site and all the advertising to it. Takeaways. While it was painful to lose such an easy cash cow of a side hustle, my brush with the law taught me an important lesson about doing business online. The lesson was to build your own brand. Real businesses have their own brands, and if you're serious about your side hustle, you'll have one too. It's a longer, harder road for sure, but it's the only way that works long term. Sure, you may be able to game a few bucks off somebody else's brand name for a few months, but then what? My New Balance 992 site lasted 6 months. That was in 2006. How long would it last today? That kind of piggybacking isn't sustainable. Look at the most successful and innovative affiliate businesses. All have built their own standalone brands. Beyond that, there's the matters of pride, integrity, and legacy. Did I really want to be the guy squatting on exact match trademark domains for popular shoes? Seems kind of silly now looking back. You just listened to the post titled, How My Best Side Hustle Ever Almost Ended in Court, by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Nick for letting us share his post today. Nick retired from corporate America at age 25 and is now a full-time entrepreneur involved in a variety of projects. He's also the host of the podcast, The Side Hustle Show, which is for part-time entrepreneurs looking for actionable tips to start or improve their businesses. It's a great podcast to check out, and you can usually find it in the top charts of business in Apple Podcasts. The blog is great too, of course, and you can come by SideHustleNation.com for a lot more and to show your support. Our contributing authors always appreciate that. And that is going to do it for today here on Optimal Startup Daily. Hope you enjoyed the post, and I will see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.